This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast right here, live and in living color, from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, as well as to our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. Also, the same on MeWe and Gab. And don't forget, while you're there, we're on Parler as the, at the Captain's America, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the one, the only, the original, and the oftentimes duplicated but never replicated, the Ron Edwards Experience is here with us. Yes, yes. I had to wait for the high old silver part. That was your entrance.
All right. Well, good morning.
Yes, sir. It's all of that too. Now we want to say the pledge. So, are you ready?
Yes, absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Rahm, we had North Korea once again testing us, which is what they're going to do. They believe we have a weak president, no secret there. And they fired a couple of ICBM missiles, the type to go on the submarines that the North Koreans have that could have a nuclear warhead off towards Japan and scared the bejesus out of Japan, probably, because that's 2 days in a row they've fired a bunch of missiles.
Well, this is what's going on. North Korea feels that they have no choice but to do what they're doing because, believe it or not, folks, Kim Jong-un preferred developing the relationship that he was having with President Trump. And we saw that by the way things were changing, and he wanted to change his country. He expressed that. But since the situation has drastically changed in our republic, China has moved in, and they're moving closer to China again. And so they are going back to their old ways, I guess. And so America has no one but itself to blame for the current choice that is rolled out in our country. And the approach, my God, of this current administration, they are weak, they're feckless, they're rudderless. And so the world sees that, not just the North Koreans. And so you're going to continue to see these types of behaviors with adversaries that were coming around and at least treating us with respect, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you want anyway, is respect.
Yeah, and go ahead.
You're not going to garner that type of respect if you have a wimp as Americana's apologetic type administration.
Okay, well, we now have something else. When we started out with Joe Biden as president, it was called the Biden administration. Everything was what the Biden administration was going to do, right?
That, yeah, it did start out that way.
Over the last couple of weeks, we now are seeing and hearing Biden-Harris administration. Isn't that interesting?
It is, and it's historic. I've never seen anything like this before. We've had vice presidents in the past that were heavily involved in the administration, such as the case with Mike Pence and a few others, but nothing like this, where it looks like Mr. Stumblebum is just turning almost everything over to Harris, including facilitating the border situation.
Yeah, and listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. No one is better qualified than Kamala Harris. Really? Yeah. A week ago, she said she didn't know anything that was going on the border because she wasn't briefed.
Yeah, they asked her, were you going down there? And then she says, not today. this is what we're dealing with. And I guess in a sense, she may be more qualified than Biden because of the mental capacity. But other than that, when it comes to the actual issue, she's not qualified whatsoever.
No.
Unless, of course, you are of the ilk that the border needs to be open and everyone could come in. I guess she's very qualified for that. Because they're all in agreement with that situation. But as far as actually running the border and doing what you're supposed to do, no, she's totally unqualified.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do know this. The Biden administration, through the DHS, has freed 23,400 border crosses into the U.S. in 2 months under the Catch and Release program that's back alive and well again.
Yeah, and you have more than 15,000 unaccompanied minors that are they're in cages. And
they're in plastic enclosed cages.
Oh, yeah. And the blankets that they're using, aluminum, they look like shiny aluminum.
It's space-age blankets.
Yeah, I know, but they look like aluminum foil.
Yeah.
But
you know what they're laying on? They're not laying on mattresses. They're laying on the pads they put down when they do a wrestling match in a gym.
Yeah, that's it. But but you know what? I don't feel sorry for the conditions of the migrants. They're illegally coming into our country, and they're allowed in by a broken, corrupt administration.
Yep, but there's $86 million, folks, $86 million going to put some of those folks up in hotels. Yep, you heard me right, $86 million to put them up in hotels, and I'll bet you right now they won't be Motel 6s they'll be staying in. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. I will be up there Saturday from noon to 3 in Newport Richey. And by the way, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, the Midwest, the Northeast, Canada, and we even had one father that drove all the way from Arizona with his daughter's car to bring it over to Moss to trade it in to get her a new car and deliver it to her in person at the University of Tampa where she goes to school. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've currently got over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. And by the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage, upgrade your ride right now, and if you've got a vehicle to sell, bring it to Moss first, let them appraise it, and maybe they'll buy it from you. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors get great care taken of them. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to test drive the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, it's going to open up the door wide open, and you're going to get the white gloves treatment extraordinaire like you can't even begin to imagine. All right, back to Mr. Ron Edwards after we play his Edwards Notebook, which is coming up right here.
With China preparing for war and building its military to win, is the current woke strategy being undertaken by U.S. military leaders the way to go? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook,
When President Trump steps aside for the current regime, he left behind a mighty, mostly cohesive military. Many were confident that... With China preparing for war and building its military to win, is the current woke strategy being undertaken by U.S. military leaders the way to go? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when President Trump steps aside for the current regime, he left behind a mighty, mostly cohesive military. Many were confident that could take on any nation that would decide to start a war with the United States. After all, strong militaries are to kill enemy attackers and break things. One of the surest ways to have a good chance to win a war, a nation must have a military of prepared soldiers who are the best they can be, mentally, physically, and spiritually. The soldiers must be confident that their government and nation overall supports them. But the current regime has decided to undermine our military while China flexes its military muscle and will around the world. By lowering our physical standards in order to accommodate females who are grossly out of shape, and to add insult to injury, the military top woke decision makers want to lower mental standards so that self-mutilators, drug and alcohol abusers, and those suffering from bipolar disorder can join the army. No need to worry about China defeating our military. The current regime is doing that itself. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and here's Ron Edwards right here. By the way, they liked you so much they wanted to play you a second time.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. All right, we've got a caller. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, we had a caller.
The caller.
Yeah, the phantom caller. Okay, well, let's go back to what we were talking about here, because we were talking about the border and this, that, and the other in Korea. But before we move on, are you aware of the fact that the Biden administration is currently under investigation for his executive order to stop the border wall construction because of the contracts that were put in place, very adeptly, I might add, by former President Donald Trump? Those contracts need to be honored?
Yes, I heard Dan Patrick mention that. Mm-hmm. He's the lieutenant governor of Texas, and he mm-hmm. mentioned something about that. And here's something that that I believe, too, that states do have certain sovereignty rights, and if the federal government is not and purposefully not mm-hmm. doing its job to protect us, I think it's up to the states to step in and do what is necessary to protect their citizens. And one of the things that Texas must do is finish building that wall in order to protect those citizens over there. This current situation proves that beyond a reasonable doubt.
Well, that's correct. Okay, we do have a caller. Let me see if I can pick the caller up. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please? All right. You know, I think what's going on is a lot of these people, they don't realize we have a 10-second delay. So when I picked up the phone to answer them, they're hearing what we said 10 seconds prior, so they don't realize that we're picking up the phone. So when you call into the show, turn your radio off. Otherwise, it's going to be real confusing for you, right?
Or count to 10.
Yeah, count to 10. Yeah, and then pick it up. All right, whatever. But it is what it is. Okay, now we'll move on here. Because certainly there's enough to talk about. You don't need to scratch for anything. What do you think about Chucky Boy Schumer and Mitch McConnell going back and forth, actually raising their voices at each other over the the H.R. 1 bill that's now finding its way through the Senate?
Well, you know, Chuck Schumer, you know, this H.R. 1 bill is just a horror. It is a the bill of horrors. If you're coming from an American standpoint, this thing will totally, and it's the truth, it will transform, talk about fundamentally transforming this country. If that thing gets into play, we're in, talk about big heap in trouble. And Mitch McConnell is correct, and finally, I'm glad Republicans are fighting. Maybe too little too late, but at least they are, you know, doing some fighting against this thing because they know it's over as far as our voting as far as many things, states' rights, this thing is going to hammer us. We're already bad enough, you know, bad off enough with the things that have been going on in this administration. But my friend, if they pass this bill, there's no going back. It'll be Democrats forever.
Well, I don't think they're going to pass the bill, number one. I think enough people are finding out about it, and enough people are calling their congressmen and their senators. Now, it went through Congress, but it went through in a party-line vote. And in the Senate, I don't believe it will go through at all. We'll see. The other thing is, how about Israel? How about Benjamin Netanyahu? He fell two seats short of having a majority, and now what do we do now, Coach?
Well, here's the thing. Benjamin Netanyahu put himself in that position. He went too far in his draconian measures when dealing with the Corona China virus vaccine over there. You think, you know, we've had some bad restrictions over here. They just went totally nuts, Bill, over there. And he did say that Israel will be the global center for producing this stuff and all of that. But the restrictions are just horrible. There are people over there that used to love Netanyahu, and who said that they weren't going to vote for them. We have friends over there that say, we're done. And so now he's not going to, even if he gets back in, he will not have the majority. His more right-wing members of the party are taking over, increasing their numbers in their parliament or their Knesset. And so they are against these restrictions. So hopefully for the people, he did not win the majority. And it's crazy over there. I don't know if you know how draconian the restrictions have been. People have not been allowed to even leave their homes.
I do.
If they haven't taken this vaccine. And there's even been violence against those who are holding out and not taking the vaccine.
Yeah, and one other little thing here before we have to go. Twitter told Newsweek that characterizing the accused mass killer in Boulder, Colorado, as a white Christian terrorist, quote, end of quote, does not violate its misinformation policies, even though it was not true.
Well, see, they have no regard for white Christians, especially males. And so that's in their line of list of allowed bigotry. And so that's how they're going to approach that issue for the American public. And hope they're hoping that the American public are either fools or idiots and will buy into that.
All righty, here comes the music. We will let you go, and I will talk to you on Tuesday. Look forward to being on your show Tuesdays with you.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it as well.
Thank you. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be right back with Amanda Mackey. Don't go anywhere. Time for a little break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday in its first significant provocation against the United States under President Biden. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga of Japan was the first regional leader to announce that North Korea had resumed testing ballistic missiles in violation of United Nations resolutions. A very partisan debate has kicked off in the Senate over the House-passed For the People Act. On Wednesday, the Senate Rules and Administration Committee started examining the sweeping election reform bill, which passed through the House with absolutely no Republican support. Democrats are claiming the bill would increase citizens' ability to vote in elections. Republicans say election rules and laws are meant to be governed on the local level, and this legislation would be a federal takeover of the election process. Brazil hit 300,000 deaths from the coronavirus on Wednesday, becoming the second country behind the United States to see that many deaths from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Hey, do you live down in Sarasota or Bradenton or Lakewood Ranch? Well, if you do, how about coming out to the Tea Party Manatee's 13th birthday event at Mixon's Fruit Farms at the Pavilion? Now, that's the little area that's out back behind the Mixon's Fruit Farms store. It's in amongst the flowers and the trees and all that stuff. They got a nice little roof over everything. They got a little outdoor area where they serve food and whatnot. So guess what? We're going to be there come the 13th of April. I'll be the MC for the event. All the community patriots that want to come on out, be with like-minded people. We're going to have a couple of big-name speakers, of Sam Sorbo, who's the wife of Kevin Sorbo, the movie actor, is going to be there, and a couple of other folks. I haven't got the names yet, but I will have in another week or so here to be able to tell you. But April the 13th, Tea Party Manatee is going to have their 13th birthday at Mixon's, up back in the pavilion at Mixon's Fruit Farms retail store. Now, next Thursday is Have Lunch with the Captain at Mixon's. So come on, stop by, have lunch with me. I get there about 11:30. I stay there till about 1:30, and we always have a good group of people that show up to have lunch with the captain the first Thursday of the month. And I look forward to seeing you there, too. So there you go. Now, don't forget, also, coming up Saturday, you folks in Newport Richey, I will be there at the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. Again, the Tailgate Pro Entertainment Company will be hosting the games. They'll have their truck there that has the great big giant screen TV that they fold out for everybody to watch. You'll be able to watch the basketball playoff games going there for the NCAA. There's going to be plenty of free food. Yes, I said free food and drinks, too. And also, we're going to have a host of games. Bring the kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have cornhole going on there, tiki toss, giant Zynga, and yard pong all going on there at Moss Nissan at the corner of U.S. 19 and 54. Just look for the great big American flag. Now, noon to 3 Saturday, so there you go. And remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party. That's what they do, and they are the best at it, and we're going to be at Moss with them. I can't wait. Can't wait, can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Now, you heard us talking, Ron and I, about all the different things that are in the news today. Everything's important that's going on. There's nothing that's not really not important. And, you know, this Boulder shooter, there were indications that his violence, as paranoia from several years of being bullied. Apparently, we've heard that. Now, Colorado is a state with red flag laws. And if your parents or brothers or sisters or aunts or uncles see you and you're distributing a certain type of behavior, and by the way, he had quite a social media presence, too, anti-American, anti-Trump. And for the next person that comes up to me and says, well, he was a Trump supporter. He was white. Da, 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 da. I mean, they're buying the stupid freaking lie that's still being sold out there by the Democrats who are lying through their teeth. Now, Twitter told Newsmax, who's actually printed this, that this guy, who I'm not going to mention, who happened to be a Syrian national, came over here when he was 3 years old from Syria. He's supposedly 21 years of age, but I don't know that many 21-year-olds that are fat and happy and are balding. So I have reason to doubt that he's 21. I think he's older. But just think about this for a minute before I go to the caller. He's a white, they said he was a white Christian terrorist, which is, none of that is true. None of that is true. Oh, well, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business.
Go for it.
If you don't realize the left has a hitman on every corner, you don't know anything about the left. Okay? You don't know anything about the mafia. Okay, the bottom line is this. LeBron James is on IR. Okay, he's collecting his $25 million a year not playing basketball. His money is guaranteed. Okay, while you're letting Joe Biden and you know the black always, the left always pulls the race card. Okay, they want to blame a Christian. No, it's radical Islamic terrorism. Okay, in America that happens every time, and then they say he's confused, he's this, he's that. No, and then they get rid of the death penalty, which is another disgrace, okay? It's all part of the master plan. Let me tell all the blacks in America and everyone in America, no governor, that you can't go to like Jeff Bezos is making, Netflix is making a point. Every mayor and the president is making.
Okay, his phone cut out there at the very end. I don't know what was going on. Started out great there, Todd, but your phone cut out at the end, so I don't know what happened, but it is what it is. Now, the other thing is, folks, they're going to be sending illegals to Montana. Now, I've got a lot of good friends in Montana, and believe me, the last thing they want to see in Montana is a bunch of illegals for any reason whatsoever. And they don't care if they're cheap labor. They don't want them there. Can't the federal government figure out that there's some states that if they have the choice in the matter, they don't want the people there? Again, you want to send them somewhere? I got a great idea. Take some of those Liberty ships that we've got in the Hudson River and over there in the Sacramento River. Put them in there. Fire them up. Turn on the air conditioners. Put them in there. Let them stay in the ships. Great idea, huh? Use the ships for something other than just sitting there idle and rusting. Let them paint the ships back up, and if they ever need to use them again, they'll be ready to go. Just my thought. Let them earn their keep. That'd be a way to do it. If you're going to give them three hots and a cot and give them money, too, to boot, let them paint the ships that are sitting there, as we call them, the Liberty ships. And if you've ever been up and down the Hudson River, you'll know what I'm talking about. They're there. Still there. All chained together. Okay. Let me try this again. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. These Democrats and stuff, these aren't really Democrats. They're really like a cult. And they have an agenda, and they're just not going to get off of it. And that's why we got to get them out. We're not going to get them out except by next election as far as the midterms. Because that, I think, is our only hope. Anyway, yep. That's it, Captain.
All right. Well, again, let me repeat what I tell everybody when I get a chance to talk to their groups. It all starts today, right here, right now, today. You've got to get involved at the local level. All elections start at the local level. The rules, the regulations, some of them are city-related, town-related, county-related, state-related. The federal government is not supposed to be in the middle of state or local elections. That's just the way it's supposed to work. Now, if we elect people at the bottom of the pyramid that start out, and most of them do, and if they're good, they'll run for town, then they'll go to county, then they'll go to state, then they'll go to Congress or whatever. They work their way up the ladder. If they're good, that's what happens. If they're not, then they just disappear in the system somewhere. But think about this. All elections have consequences. You have to think nationally, but act locally. Start right now, right here, today, at the local level. Get involved. If you don't want to do it with a political party, then do it with a Trump party or a Trump group or a 9-12 group or a Freedom group or whatever it is you can find that they call themselves. Because there's all kinds of different names and all kinds of different ways. Get involved and do something. Even if all you do is stand on a street corner with an American flag and wave it. Do something. Let people know how you feel. Because if you don't, shame on you. And by the way, these politicians, as I've told you before, if you're in the American Legion, when you call up their office, tell them you're an American Legion member or whatever. They document that stuff. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we will. And this portion of The Captain's America, brought to you by our friends down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds and shades, as well as shutters, are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out there. And by the way, don't forget that if you are military or a first responder, you'll get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you, and maybe, just maybe, if you say pretty please, you get a trip to the back room and some of that special pastry that they hide back there. And everybody's known about that for years, so I guess the secret's out. Tell Jill that we said hello. All righty. You know, can't make this stuff up, folks, about what's going on. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the more I think about it, there has been a transition. When Joe first got elected, it was the Biden administration. They were promoting the heck out of Joe Biden and what he was going to do and how he was going to do it and this, that, and the other. Matter of fact, there were some people yesterday that were talking about a second term already for Joe Biden. Well, I will be shocked. I will be shocked if Joe Biden lasts one full term. I will be shocked. I do not believe that's in the cards. I believe as radical and as far left as the Democrats have gone, I think what they're headed for and what they're going to do next is they know Joe Biden won't be able to remain president for his full term. They're just waiting for the opportunity for him to relinquish the command, either through the 25th Amendment or by stepping down to Kamala Harris. It's obvious he has mental acuity trouble. It's obvious to anybody that watches. It's obvious that he's got, at the very least, advanced dementia. And maybe has even had a stroke somewhere along the line because of what we're seeing. He's got all the symptoms. And again, as I've told you, based on my experience as a paramedic, if I had to go on what I'm seeing and I put him in the back of my rig, that's the way I'd be calling it. And I'll bet you I wouldn't be very far off either. And as I said, the president is going to have a press conference today around 2 o'clock. Somebody needs to ask him at that press conference whether or not he's having health issues, and if so, has he had any, or is he having health issues, especially after the stumble that he had going up the ramps, trying to run up the way Barack Obama used to do it. Well, Joe Biden is no Barack Obama. He may have been trying to one-up him, but he paid for it dearly, and I'm sure he got banged up pretty good, especially with the way he hit those steps when he went down. So we'll see. But we're now hearing it being called the Biden-Harris administration. Biden-Harris administration. Think about that. Plus, he put Kamala in charge of the crisis on the border. And then he says, well, no one is better qualified than Kamala. Really? A week ago, folks, she had no idea, according to her own words. Well, I haven't been briefed on the border, so I really don't know what's going on. Her words, not mine. A week ago. Her words. And oh, by the way, the Biden administration is under investigation for the executive order to block the completion of the border wall. The way the contract has been worded, they still have to pay the people as if they're working on the border wall. Still have to pay them the way the contract is worded. How smart is that? Pretty smart if you're the people working on the border, right? Now, have you heard about Newsmax and MSNBC and CNN going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth for the TV ratings? How about now if we compare the website ratings? Well, Newsmax and their website traffic has seen extraordinary growth, and they're now soaring as other conservative sites are beginning to dip. They're climbing in the numbers. And they're so far ahead of CNN and MSNBC that you could combine them together with website hits, and it's not even close. Newsmax is way out front. And good to them. Kudos to them. Kudos to them. And it's only going to get better with their free app that they're offering people to. By the way, coming up Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Bill Clinton, are going to have an event on empowering women and girls. Bill Clinton, the womanizer, along with Kamala. Empowering women and girls. Oh, man. Lead the wolf into the den, will you? Gee whiz. Couldn't make that stuff up if I tried, folks. By the way, I'm beginning to have a little bit more respect for the Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas. He says, migrants must be made aware of the consequences when they come to the United States, and maybe, just maybe, they might not rush to get here, knowing what they're going to have to go through. He's the one that's been releasing the videos down on the border, where he's been getting them from whoever and however. Doesn't matter. But he's the one that's been releasing them. And kudos to him for that. Now, we know that we're going to continue to talk about this border as long as Biden's in office and doing the things he's doing. They just won't do what they need to do, and that's to shut down the border and keep the people over in Mexico and take all these undocumented they got over here and send them right back over where they came from. And if they can't prove who they are, they go to Mexico. If they can prove who they are and they're from Costa Rica or Argentina or Venezuela or El Salvador or Honduras or whatever, then send them back. Send them back. But no, that's too easy to do, isn't it? That's too easy to do. Now, General Motors is further cutting their production in their North American plants due to the global chip shortage, and I'm not talking about potato chips. They are going to be laying some people off. Now, Ford figured out a way to keep making the vehicles, even though you don't have the chip in the vehicle for certain things. They just bypassed the chip and went back to the old way of making a car. Turn the key on, it starts. Turn the key off, it stops. Works for me. So that's what they're doing. And we'll see how all that plays out. You know, it's pretty simple. You have an on-off switch, right? Who needs a chip? Oh, and by the way, these cars with the chips and whatnot, wait till you see what happens when the battery goes dead. Wait till you see what happens. And you either try to A, put a key in the ignition, or B, unlock a door with a key. Wait till you see what happens. It's not pretty, folks. All right. That's the end of today's show, the Thursday show. We'll be back tomorrow with the Friday morning edition, and we're going to have a lot of fun and games for sure. So have yourself a great day. If you're down here in Florida on the spring break, last couple of days of it, take in a ball game if you can. A lot of people will be there, too. Be safe. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.